Hey, this is TA calling in from Camp 1 on Mount Everest at about 6,100 meters. If you'd like to have Google Maps plot where we are, our coordinates are north 27 degrees, 59 minutes, 11.15 seconds, east 86 degrees, 52 minutes, 38.58 seconds. And the aidster's just getting back into the tent after a little walkabout. It's pretty easy to get claustrophobic and feeling, I would call this update shake and bake. Because we've been getting hit by the wind pretty good, and bake because every once in a while the sun comes through the sky and burns through a little bit of cloud, and then we're just absolutely baked here in the tent. I almost made a record of staying in the tent for 24 straight hours, but I had to go take care of my business at the 23-hour mark. So, and in case you wanted to know, here at Camp 1, we use something we call wag bags. So we poop and scoop, just like with your pets, and then we'll carry it back down and deposit it into our barrels. They get taken to where it can be composted. And we pee in pee bottles and then dump them out in areas where people wouldn't be collecting snow. We have to melt snow to make our drinking water and for cooking. Here at Camp 1, because there's nothing but snow and ice. We're camped on a bench cut of between two crevasses. This is the part of the Western Coombe where there's kind of these waves of ice. And so usually camps are placed up on these high benches. So we're on a bench with 16 other tents. Three are from our expedition and the rest are from others. They're all little orange, different kinds of tents. So people today, some people moved down, some people moved up. We elected to stay put for a second day of acclimatization because the weather was a little bit sucky-doo. It was Gil Memorial from Musgrave Harbor. Welcome aboard Miss Vincent's class, so thanks so much. Thanks for the greetings from St. Teresa. Ben, the text got cut off. Is why choose the more dangerous? I'm thinking perhaps route. When choosing between the north and the south side, you're balancing different kinds of risks. And so, yes, there is the icefall danger on the south is very real and very scary, but conditions on the upper mountain are less scary than on the north. So there's a lot more support on the south side, helicopter rescue and such. So that's why I've chosen the south. Haley from St. Matthews as well wanted to know how much further to go. Lots and lots yet to go. We will likely move to Camp 2 tomorrow. That's 6,500 meters. Should take us about 4 hours. Then our next move will be to do a acclimatization move up to Camp 3 at 7,300 meters. That'll probably take us 6 to 8 hours, spend a couple nights there, and then we'll go all the way back down to base and further, and then we'll come back up again, back up through Camp 1, Camp 2, Camp 3, Camp 4, which is at 7,900 to 8,000 meters, and the summit, of course, is 8,848. But that's many days in the future. Right now, we're taking it one day at a time, trying to keep ourselves entertained and motivated and not too fried. Aid and I played a little down volleyball, so sometimes your sleeping bag list loses a little bit of down, so you can bat it back and forth. There's also a little tab hanging in the middle of the tent, so we played some tetherball, and we sleep, we eat, we drink, we pee. That is sort of life here in Shake and Bake Camp 1. Hope you're having a great day. Take care. Bye.